Hey there and welcome to Soul Church.
Our prayer is that this message encourages you wherever you may be in life.
You know, we've been hearing so many stories about what God is doing in people's lives, and we'd love to hear yours. So take a second and send your story to stories@soulchurch.com.
Thanks again for joining us today, and we hope that you enjoy the message. God bless.
Who's believing that 2020 is going to be our finest year yet? We just heard the Christmas story from Sarah and the team, and I just want to reflect on it just for a few moments. In the book of Matthew, chapter 1, verse 20, it says, "The angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, 'Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid. Take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins.' All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said throughout the prophet. 'The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel.'" You know, one of the most comforting names of Jesus is the name Emmanuel. It's a Hebrew word which means God is with us. Now, tomorrow, hopefully, we're all going to be receiving the gifts that we've been wanting for. Any children out there ready to receive your gifts tomorrow? What are you wanting? What do you want? Anyone brave enough to shout out what Santa's going to bring them?
A Ferrari.
A Ferrari. I hope you've been very, very well behaved. I think, well, in the Norman family, our gifts go in four different piles, four distinctive different piles. The first pile is satisfactory. We're satisfied. Okay? Every year people buy me socks, so thank you for the socks. But who likes it when you get a present that you actually want, you actually need, and you can use? I think it makes us happy. The second pile is the returns pile. Now, and remember, the most important thing this Christmas is not what you give or how you wrap it. The most important thing is keep the receipt, okay, just in case. So there's a returns pile. Then there's a third pile called the rewrap pile. Now, is anyone brave enough to admit that you've ever rewrapped a Christmas present and given it to someone else? Now, can I just say, it's not good to lie in church. Lie somewhere else, but not in church. Has anyone ever rewrapped that candle? Can I share a story? Because there is a fourth pile. It's called the eBay pile. You get a gift and you don't have the heart to rewrap it, and you think the best thing I can do is give this to a complete stranger and get some money back. Has anyone ever eBayed a present? Just two of us. There's a lot of... Well, two or three years ago, I got given a CD. I mean, who gives CDs away this year, these days? So someone gave me a CD, and I thought, I can just download that on my Apple iTunes. I'll just put it on eBay. And lo and behold, someone bought it. So I thought, this is a great result, you know, get a tenner back for this present. Anyway, I printed out the postage label, and I noticed the lady who bought it me, or the lady who I was sending it to, was exactly the same lady who'd gifted it to me. She never came back to church. You know, at the wonder, we looked at the gift of peace, the different gifts that Christ came to bring. But the best part of Christmas is not necessarily the presents or the piles that we're going to receive them in. It's being conscious of this, that God is with us. Emmanuel, the one that was prophesied by Isaiah, is with us. And the message of Christmas is not Rudolph's red nose or the presents under the tree. It is that God is with each and every one of us over this Christmas season. So I just want to just share really quickly three thoughts to reflect the fact that God is with us. The first thought is this: God is with us in our every moment. Our every moment. You know, God wants us to be aware of his presence, not just at Christmas, which, you know, we come out to church and it's fantastic, but where he's with us in our every moment. You know, in the life has its ups and its downs, but Emmanuel promises us this, that he will never leave us or forsake us. Emmanuel doesn't mean us with God, it means God with us. There are times where we forget God, and we life is busy and hectic and things have to get done and we forget God. But here's the deal: God never forgets you. Even when we mess up and we make mistakes and don't feel like we're good enough, the promise is this Christmas and every moment, God is with us. It's amazing when I'm conscious that God is with me. It gives me courage to face today and it gives me courage to face tomorrow. I want to encourage you today to start believing that God is with you. Wherever you go, whatever you do, whatever you face, God is with you. Whether you're at the board meeting, you're deliberating on issues, God is with you in the boardroom. Whether you are going for an interview this year, God is with you. Maybe you're going into surgery and you're kind of dreading it. I want to encourage you to this afternoon that God is with you because He is Emmanuel. Children, you know, there's times when mummy and daddy cannot be with you because you have to go to school and you have to go on trips and mummy and daddy might not be present. But here's the good news. God is always with you, even when mummy and daddy aren't. The second thought to share with us today is this. God is with us through every fear. I think if we're honest, we all struggle with fear. Our fears might change as we get older, but they're still real in our lives. Fear of failure, fear of rejection, fear of loss. You know, a lot of us struggle with loss. We think, I wonder what life would be like if he or she, mum and dad, weren't there. And we struggle with that fear of what would happen. Fear of the unknown, fear of what 2020 might bring. And so we struggle with it. And fear is so real in our lives. And one of the things I love to do in my spare time, but I don't do it enough, is paintballing. Any paintballers out there? Now, I'm really bad at paintballing because I'm 6'3". So the enemy sees me coming pretty quick. One of my favorite things to do while paintballing is to buy smoke bombs. Now, why I love a smoke bomb is because people can't see me coming. Now, a smoke bomb is to kind of give the effect of a grenade, but it's not a grenade. And in a war, there's a big difference between a smoke bomb and a grenade. A smoke bomb is there to look like, feel like, and intimidate the enemy into thinking it's a grenade. You know what fear is like a smoke bomb? It looks real, it feels real, but it's actually harmless. Some of us today need to come out of the smoke of fear in our lives. Because we're covered in smoke and we're so fearful about this and that. And the reality is so much of what we worry about and we're fearful about, it never actually happens. And for us, the word today is that Emmanuel, God is with us through every fear. Through the smoke of life, God is with us. The psalmist David said this, when we fear, he said, I lift up my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. Our help comes from the Lord, the one who made heaven and earth. He will not allow our foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber or sleep. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is our keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. This is a promise from God from the Bible. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. You know, I believe this, that the greatest memories, the greatest moments, the greatest adventures are on the other side of the smoke bomb. And some of us have to work through some of the smoke and actually remember that Emmanuel, God is with us and he will carry us through every fear and every worry that we face. And the third thought when it comes to this Christmas is God is with us even when the darkness closes in. You know, I love seeing Christmas lights. Who loves the Christmas lights? Sometimes the kids are in the car and they say, slow down, Daddy, slow down, look at that house. And some people go over the top, keep going over the top because I love it. I just don't have the time to go over the top myself, but it is fantastic. And it is probably one of my favorite moments of the year is when the family gathers and we put the Christmas lights up. And I love seeing the lights go up. But one of the saddest moments is taking them down. I don't like taking the Christmas lights down. I feel like the house seems empty. Does anyone know that empty feeling when the lights go off, the tree comes down, the family's gone home, and it feels like, oh, Christmas, and we're getting back to everyday life. But the good news today is the Christmas lights might get taken down or will get taken down, but the light of Emmanuel, God with us, it will never fade in our life, because God promises us to be with us even in our darkest moments. You know, we don't know what 2020 will bring. We don't know the challenges, the bumps in the road, the tests, but here we know is this: even when the darkness comes through, the light of Emmanuel can shine brighter. John 1:5 says, "The light shines in the darkness, yet the darkness could not overcome it." Can I encourage you? Maybe you're struggling with dark thoughts. Maybe you're struggling with mental health. Emmanuel is with you this Christmas. And church can be that light. This can be a light for you. Maybe when you're going through a dark moment, a dark patch, a dark season in life, I want to encourage you to come to Soul Church or find a local church near you, because church is a light in a dark world. There's so much darkness in the world right now. Prejudices, racism, homophobia, anti-Semitism, terrorism. So much darkness in our world right now. Yet Jesus, Emmanuel, is the light. And the darkness has to be overcome by light. I want to encourage us to stay light conscious, not darkness conscious. Even the smallest light pierces the darkness. Keep speaking light into dark situations. Keep being the light in a dark world. Keep shining the light of Emmanuel in your street, in your community. And I believe that people will have an experience of God. He's with us. He's with us in our darkest moments. He's with us in every moment. And He's with us even when we feel fearful. God is with you this Christmas. Amen. Would you just close your eyes for a short time? I want to pray with you. And I want to ask you this question. Are you conscious that Emmanuel is with you? God loves you today, friend. He loves you so much, He died for you. He wants to draw close to you, and maybe you're struggling with fear. Maybe you're struggling with those dark thoughts. This afternoon, Christ wants to shine a light into those areas of your life. And I'm going to say a prayer right now. I'd love you just to repeat it if you feel comfortable after me. And this is a moment where we can shine the light of Jesus into those areas. Father God, thank you for your son, Jesus. Thank you that he was born in a manger. He went to the cross and he rose again so that I might experience your life. I thank you that you are with me in every moment. You are with me through every fear. And you are with me even in the darkness. I ask that your light would shine brightly over me this Christmas. Amen. Amen. We've got a little booklet called Making the Christmas Connection, and some of you might have taken this little booklet home after the wonder, and our team will be outside in the foyers when we conclude the service. And you can take hold of this, and again, it asks, talks more about Emmanuel, God being with us this Christmas. I want to encourage you that God is with you. God is for you. And God loves you. And we're going to take a moment again right now to reflect on Christ, not just his birth, but his death on the cross. And we're going to receive Holy Communion. I'm going to ask the team to begin to hand out the emblems, a little piece of biscuit and juice. And just hold it in your hand. Steve's going to come up and we're going to receive communion together. Just hold it. He's going to just share a thought with us. And then we're going to receive Holy Communion together. Thank you for listening this afternoon.
So I'm going to invite the team just to start to pass. What they're going to do is they've got like a silver plate. They're going to pass it all along the row. I'm going to invite you just to take out one little piece of cracker and one little piece of, it's actually a little cup with some juice in it. And just so that you know, anyone who feels comfortable in this moment, you are welcome to take part in this act. We call it communion. You say, Steve, why do you do this? We remember what Jesus did. You see, in the manger, he entered into our mess, this world. But on the cross, He took our mess. He took our mess. And so we remember that action on the cross. The bread represents his body that was broken. He gave everything for you, my friend. And then the cup with that little bit of juice, it represents his blood that was shed so we can be clean, so we can be made whole. So what's going to happen now is that the team are going to sing. I'm going to ask you just to hold on to it. You don't need to take it yet. The team are going to sing, and I'm going to come back up, and we're going to all take that together. So just hold on to it as the team lead us in a song. Friend, this is a personal moment between you and God. On this Christmas Eve, we remember the night he was born and the day he died for you. And this piece of bread represents his body broken so you can be made whole. So let's take and eat. Remember what he did for us. We also take the cup. And this represents his blood shed on that cross to cleanse you and give you a new start in life. So let's drink together and remember Jesus' blood shed for us. And so, Lord Jesus, on this Christmas Eve, we honor you and we thank you that you chose to enter this earth for us because you loved us so much. Thank you for your blood that was shed, your body broken. And I speak over every person here that feels alone this Christmas, that they would know that you love them and you're with them and you're there with them every day. In Jesus' name, everyone said, amen.
Thanks again for tuning in. And if you said the salvation prayer today, we'd love for you to email connecttofaith@soulchurch.com so we can talk to you a little bit more about this incredible decision that you've just made.
Yeah, you know, and if at any point in the service you felt moved to give towards any of our local or global initiatives, then head to soulchurch.com and click on the giving at the top of the page.
Thanks again for joining us today. And we hope to see you again soon. God bless.